Welcome to the latest episode of the Three Nerd Podcast. Today we break down Falcon and Winter Soldier Episode 3, Power Broker. We also talk about the new trailer that just dropped for Black Widow. In our off-the-script segment, we're going to jump into Thundercats getting green-lighted and a bunch of other news. We're also going to tease you with a little bit of a bonus episode.
This is the Three Nerd Podcast with your hosts, Dave, Justin, and Will.
Well, it only took like four times to get this thing going.
Yeah, but you got it. That's all that matters.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Well, how's Happy everybody Easter, been? Everybody. Happy Easter. It is Easter Sunday today while we're recording. I know that everybody's going to be hearing this Wednesday or later, but Happy Easter to everybody out there. Hope you're enjoying your day.
Let's go. Let's get into it.
The Power Broker.
So we're going to jump right into it. Episode 3, The Power Broker.
Great episode. A lot more action.
It was a lot to take in on this episode.
There was a lot.
There was a couple different things. And I, we talked about it last week, how it's shot, how it feels like a mini movie.
It does.
Like, man, I was not ready for it to end because it felt like it was a movie that's going to keep going and tie up in about an hour. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Longest episode yet.
Yep. And it starts off with the commercial for GRC. The global global re-requisition council or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have it pulled up right in front of me, and I left that part out of my little notes.
So this one, we're picking right back up where we left off. Bucky and Sam are going to go see Zemo. Mm. And this time we're seeing them enter the prison, which looks like a minimum security. It doesn't look maximum to me, it was kind of weird to me.
It's maximum.
Is it?
Yeah.
There was a drop ceiling. That doesn't seem maximum.
Yeah. Well, but you know, like, before that, you can just push those tiles. Before we got to that part, we had John Walker was with the police in the GRC. That was kind of, you ran from the commercial of the GRC, mm-hmm. and then you ran right into them hitting a raid on the safe house of the Flag Smashers. That was before we got to Sam and Bucky.
Yeah.
I didn't know if y'all wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, because John Walker says something to BS about...
Well, he said, I thought it was kind of crazy when he said to the guy, you know who I am? Like, yeah. He was not Steve.
No, I don't know who you are, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of...
After he got spit on, which...
Yeah. He lost his cool. That's what I thought. That was something big to me. Like Cap wouldn't have done that.
No,
nobody would have spit on Cap either.
No, but you know, he said, "You know what I mean?" He said, "I don't care."
Yeah,
no one cares.
Yeah,
shut up, John Walker.
And that's where
we go into where Dave was just talking about. Back to you, Dave. Back to you on the Sam and Bucky getting to Zemo in prison.
So we finally get them in the prison. And the first thing I notice is Bucky wants to go in there by himself. And I thought that was a little strange. Like
Sam says, why you? He said, because you're an Avenger.
Yeah.
Which it made sense.
Yeah.
It seemed a little strange.
With all the history and everything, it really did.
Yeah, because the Hydra tie-in and all that. It did make sense for it to be just Bucky.
Yes. They do have a history together. I agree with that. I was a little worried as it can't even be activated. So as he walks in, Zemo starts chanting out the words.
17 was the last one. What was the other one?
Furnace. It was really cool. And it doesn't flinch him. And Bucky lets him know right off the bat, you know, I'm not that guy anymore.
Yep.
It was really cool. And then we get Zemo looking in his face, staring at him, telling him, I think he says there's still some of you in there, something like that.
He said, I was wondering if there's any left in there of you.
Yeah, yeah. Really cool scene. It was cool to see Zemo back, see them interact again, because we really didn't get a lot out of Zemo in Avengers. So it wasn't, you know, we didn't get a huge backstory. We didn't get a who he is. You kind of got to know who he is from the comic.
Yeah.
And we find out more about him through this episode. It was kind of cool.
And then you've got Sam and Bucky walking into a like a garage type deal.
Yeah, and he hits him with the hypothetical.
Yeah. Well, hypothetically. And then it kind of you see why Bucky wanted to go in by himself.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. I think Bucky knew already we were going to get him out.
Yeah.
We need him. He's Sam's absolutely not. No. This guy killed lots of people. No, we're not letting him out. Hypothetically, he tells him a story. As he's telling the story, we get some great action scenes where some plan was set into motion to get Zemo out. And then Zemo walks in the room, and Sam loses it. It was hilarious. Great scene.
He brings up Steve. He brings up Sokovia and the Accords.
Yes. He asked, I believe Zemo asked him if they had been back. And then had they been to the memorial?
That was near the end of the episode, actually, when he brought that up. He brought it up again.
Yeah.
Because he said something to him first, and he brought that part up when they were going to his little spot.
Well, when they're walking in the garage, he asks him,
yeah,
have y'all been back to Sokovia?
Yeah.
He goes, of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of subtle jabs by Zemo throughout this movie.
Yeah.
About how the Avengers just destroy shit and they're, you know, walk away. Somebody else's problem.
Yeah. He's not a fan of the Avengers.
He doesn't like super soldiers.
At all. I think he was a supporter of Thanos. Like, I think he kind of agreed with the 50-50 deal.
It never touches on that, but that's something to fun to theorize. But you definitely know that he was not a proponent of Bucky and the like. So
now we find out that not only did Zemo know about it, he knew about others. He knew about the serum. He knew about people being tested. That really gets to Sam again, really touches him hard that they experimented on him as much as they did just to get to that shield. And that's when we get Bucky talking more about it, how much the shield meant to him, how much Cap meant to him. And Sam's kind of like, I really shouldn't have gave it away. He said, I should have destroyed it. Mm-hmm. And that one hit me because I was like, wow, you would want to get rid of it. And at that point, Bucky reveals he's going to go after it.
Yeah, I'm going to take the shield.
So I was right. He's going to put hands on John, and he's taking that shield. Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's you can tell it's sitting. He says it means a lot to a lot of people, so he's ready to take it back.
I mean, that's an episode I'm down to watch.
Yeah.
Just the whole episode of Bucky's just going after John, and
I think we'll get it.
BS is just trying to be relevant.
Stop. No. That's about all he'd do. He could yell. That's about all he can do.
Because we do get a scene. We finally get a scene where they're going to find the power broker. And it's kind of an underground scene. And we get a scene with Bucky, and it was glorious.
Well, yeah,
Bucky's rocking shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before that, though, you actually get to see the Baron Zemo's mask when he's digging around in his car.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
yes.
when they first break him out and Sam agrees to work with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's digging around in the car and he grabs the mask and it was like, oh, all right. So we see him grab his mask and Sam makes a big deal about, oh, now we're stealing cars. And Zemo turns around. And he's like, well, they're mine.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit, okay. It's
a badass collection,
by the way. It is. And dude's obviously loaded.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking Bruce Wayne loaded.
Yeah.
And so then it cuts to them showing up at an airport, private plane, and they're headed to wherever. I don't think it says it until they're actually on the plane. And they get on the plane, and you see Zemo's version of Alfred.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little old, but it's still
works. That dude's old.
That dude is as old. Fuck.
But he's not in the sequel.
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
When they're starting to, you know, he brings up the fact that the food may be old, and Zemo says, okay, if it's not any good, just give it to them.
The smell test. Give it the smell test.
Yeah. That's when he starts stirring the pot.
Oh, yeah.
Stirring the pot. He's
a mind fucker.
starts bringing up all kinds of stuff, and that's when we figure out he's done pickpocketed Bucky.
Yeah.
He has the book.
With the names.
He has the ledger that is dripping red.
Right.
And he read
it. It's also, we find out, the same one that Cap had.
Mm-hmm. We find out it was Steve's. We do.
And then we go into a Marvin Gaye spiel that was hilarious.
Well, first he rattles off, his name escapes me, his buddy, the Asian man.
Yeah, he does say, he does drop the last name on the list.
When he hits that one right there.
Bucky put hands on him.
He put that arm on him.
Yeah, he did. He got that throat.
He put that arm on him. Yeah. And so that's when they kind of calm it down a little bit, and we get that.
Start talking about the music.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I'm a fan of 40s music.
Yeah, he referenced Rubber Band Man again, and you know Bucky kind of doesn't get excited about it. So Sam's like, "What, you don't like Marvin Gaye?" Cap like Marvin Gaye, and Bucky's just kind of, I like his music.
Yeah,
but yeah, again, yeah, he was born in the 40s, so
yeah,
a little ahead of his time there.
Yeah,
a little bit. At least when they start talking about going to Madripoor.
Madripoor. Yes.
And we learn that's that pirate. It used to be a pirate sanctuary.
Yeah.
All the way back in the 1800s.
Well, it kind of still is, if you think about it.
And that's what he said. I think that's what he says to him, if I'm not mistaken, is that, you know, it's kept up its ways.
Right.
So.
Lawlessness and.
And we find out they're going to go undercover.
Well, he says, the last thing he says before they cut away to another scene was, but like Dave just said, undercover, but you kind of say, he says, you're going to have to be somebody that you say you're not.
Yeah.
So, he's going to have to be the Winter Soldier. Right there. You knew it. You knew it right there. He's like, oh, he's going to have to act the part.
And Sam, you're going to wear heels.
Yeah.
Smiling Tiger.
Well, we flip over to the GRC resettlement camp. Remember, GRC, that was a prominent deal with them in this episode was that, you know, we haven't seen much out of them. And then it led off with the commercial, and then it led all, you know, right into Cap, fake Cap.
Yeah.
JW getting out of the Policia truck that had the GRC logo. And then we go back to a GRC resettlement camp in Riga Latria, if I'm saying that right, is where that was. And Carly's there, and we see somebody dying.
Yep. Obviously very important to Carly. And
I think mom, maybe? Sister?
I think it, you mom, know, Dave, friends, I think it really, really impl- close I think. To. I think it really heavily implies mom.
Yeah.
So that's where I was leaning. I'm with Dave on that.
I don't know, when you hear her name, which escapes me right now, it doesn't sound like an English woman's name.
It doesn't. And we'll touch on later in the episode. She says something where she calls her Mama Dory or something like that. And maybe it's a mother figure.
Somebody that raised her, maybe something like that.
Yeah. Somewhere along those lines.
Which is really starting to play, are the Flag Smashers bad guys?
You know, and it made a lot more sense to me with this GRC thing. You know, they're mad because they're the people who were still here during the blip. And now everybody's come back and everybody's worried about the people that have been gone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nobody cares about the people that stayed.
Like the commercial that started the episode was about, we're going to help you since you're back now. And we're going to get this. In. Well, they're saying we're forgotten about. We've been here the whole time.
Well, think and about so this.
I think it's really playing up to it's hard. It's they're making it hard to be against them and to be like, well, they got a point until she does something later in the episode that we'll touch on. And I'm like, yeah, no, she's a bad guy now.
Well, you know, you gotta remember when half the population's gone, people that were homeless are no longer homeless. People that were hungry are no longer hungry. The world was, I don't want to say safer, but it was cleaner with half the population gone. And, you know, like you said, Justin, when everybody comes back now, it's like, well, to hell with all y'all that were here. We got to let these people get their lives back.
Which and makes you wonder how many government officials are starting to go, man, dude had a point.
No.
Thanos was on to something.
I mean, he was, but no.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like that would, you know, there's
well, all we found out people. Something. We found out something later in this episode that really is like, wow, you're that petty? And it makes sense. And to me, it was a shot at the government now and how they act now.
Yeah.
So real life stuff. So we go back to...
That's when we jump to Madripoor.
Yes, back to Madripoor, and they're going to enter a bar
for...
I'm trying to go meet with Selby.
Selby, that's yeah. right.
But we get the cool scene on the bridge, too, right before the bar.
Smiling Tiger.
Where he gives them, you know, your smiling tiger is like a pimp. Yeah. And he's like,
is anybody concerned that I'm the only one dressed like a pimp?
I think Sam says something about, is that acid? What's that smell? And he's like, that's no, that's just Madripoor.
It's Madripoor.
Yeah. And he said something right there. And that's where he's going to jump back to. He's like, it's very important we stay in character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, what's happening?
Yeah. What's fixing to go down?
Which I don't understand because you're rolling with the Winter Soldier. So some of that just seems redundant to me. Like they're just doing it for the show. Because realistically, I'm walking in there with a Winter Soldier. I don't give a fuck what you think I am.
Yeah, like, but
Bucky's taking care of all of y'all.
Look,
if even, the dude who was controlling the Winter Soldier is a little concerned about where he's stepping in there, then
true.
It's not just five or six of
you're
them.
You're also right in a sense that, you know, he has to flex the Winter Soldier like you see who's with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the intro to Lowtown, we find out there's Lowtown and Hightown. Mm-hmm. It's like Sam even says, I guess we don't have very many friends in Hightown. And the intro, I thought, to Lowtown with the music, way shot, it shows you it's the Wild West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Wild West.
It's lawless. Drugs everywhere.
So the guns, when they walk into everything. The bar, it's got that the monkey, the screaming monkey logo. Yeah. It felt important. I feel like we're going to see it again.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard. Man, this is what these dudes do to us. They give you, like, they do all this stuff to us, and then they're like, every little thing now, you're like, does that mean something?
Mm-hmm.
Is that important? That might be important later. Is that a land? You know what I mean?
So, they go into the bar. They go to the bartender.
And immediately the bartender recognizes Winter Soldier and...
Smiling Tiger.
Yeah.
Smiling Tiger.
And he asks him if he wants his usual, which...
And there's no way that dude believes he's Smiling Tiger.
Right.
Sam does not want to drink this drink with snake...
guts.
Guts, I guess.
Yeah. Your usual.
Yeah.
And he's snake like, gut I'm juice, do it. Man. It was a shot.
No.
And then he does it, which in the middle of all this tension and just like, oh, shit, what's about to happen? You've got Sam being Sam like, huh? Well, okay, I'm... You know, and he's got his chin up and... And he takes his shot, and it's like, oh, God. Oh.
That's coming up later.
Oh.
He does.
Back. That's coming back.
That's definitely going to come up. Yeah.
You think
so? He's going to throw that up. That's not staying down.
It's the return of a...
It's the return.
Yeah, it didn't look tasty.
Mm-mm.
But then... Oh, man.
Could you imagine that, though?
Everything kind of goes sideways a little bit.
But I think Zemo knew it was going to.
Well, you know, you get... you. Like, it goes sideways as soon as, like, Dave said, it goes sideways. Like, dude walks up and says, you're not welcome here by the power broker.
Yeah.
And I think, what does he tell him? He's like, I'm here on the Selby business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were going to leave him alone.
So we get another party. Guy that comes from the crowd behind him out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, nah, dude, y'all got to bounce. Like, this ain't happening. I'm killing all
in
of y'all.
In between that, too, is weird. We get, Zemo being like, hey, the power broker is the judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah.
He's top dog. And you kind of see that he's like, hey, we need to stay in character. We need to hold this together kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, like, in between the guys come, that was kind of in between the guys coming out of the other party coming out of the crowd. When Buck smashes everybody. That's everybody. What we were talking about earlier.
Full Winter Soldier.
Well, the cool part was... Zemo says, attack, or is it kill?
I think he says attack.
I think he does say attack.
I think he says Winter Soldier, attack.
And he does.
And he does. And it's awesome.
And he smashes everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
He gives them the business.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
Yeah.
Glorious. It was glorious.
Yeah.
But the end justified the means because they got to meet Selby.
Yeah.
So...
I thought it was weird because it showed one woman with a cell phone out mm-hmm. during that thing. And I was like, that's going to come back to bite Bucky yep. later, I think.
Yep. It's definitely getting recorded.
Yeah. Nobody likes Bucky anyways.
Yeah.
So here he is doing what he does. But
That's when all the
we're
guns
in low
come out.
Town in a club.
But like, and then all of a sudden, like all the guns start ringing.
And honestly, it was self defense.
Yeah, but the Winter
Soldier, like 15 on one.
Winter Soldier does not get that benefit.
Yeah, true.
Probably not. But man, that's when the whole crowd starts getting locked and loaded. And it's like, oh hell, this is gonna be a problem.
Yeah, it was weird Bucky's to see Sam restrain. You know,
stayed in character.
He did.
Yeah,
you know what that's called? Military bearing.
He was maintain. You could tell a few times bearing. He was like,
he wanted in the fight. You know he did. You know he wanted to get some of that action.
Yeah,
and I mean it's.
So we meet Selby, and that one's going pretty smooth. It's going pretty good. Baron she offers up.
Questions.
Baron offers up the Winter Soldier. Says, if you give me what I want, I give you him, of course, with the words.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going good. Everything's going great. Like, this is a deal. This is a done
she
deal.
Gives him the name Dr. Wilfred Nagel.
Nagel.
And then?
That he's working for the power broker.
And then?
Sam.
His fucking
damn cell phone. Mm. The damn cell phone, Dave.
Yeah, I'm guilty. My phone's went off at some random times.
And you
Sarah
down,
called.
Yeah, you look down and see Sarah's name, and like I just went, oh shit.
Well, she says, answer it. Put on it on speaker. Oh, what a bitch.
Ooh.
Like, is that not like your fifth grade teacher?
It's like a
bring that note to the front of the class and read it
out loud.
As far as her like. Being in low town and what that is, it's probably a power move by a boss, really.
It was a good scene.
He did he did really good. He steered all
he
the way
trying.
Into it.
He was
he
trying.
Played it off, and I think everybody was good with it.
And then she said his name.
Sam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like he's like, yeah, I'm going to kill that banker. Da-da. He was playing the role. He was the character. Everything was good.
The subject they were talking about felt like some shady shit.
Yeah.
Because of the wordplay. And that's what I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Because she keeps talking about the issue, and then he talks about the what is the issue, Sarah?
What's the situation? I need you to say it, Sarah.
Yeah. So it felt like a legit conversation between him and some criminal type, but no, it's his sister.
Yeah.
And she's yelling about kids in the background. That was funny.
And then hell starts to break loose.
Well, yeah, she says, kill him. Kill him.
Somebody.
All. Sniper.
Offs. Pow. Selby.
Yeah.
One like shot, she gone. One kill. She gone.
And they get out. They get away.
By the skin of their teeth.
Right. Like, well, they get into an alley, and they're about to get, you know, messed up.
Well, Sam can't run in these
huge
hills.
Bounty, and you see it dinging on everybody's phone.
Yeah.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding. And yeah, what Dave just said, I don't want to glass over that, is I can't run in the hills.
Yeah,
that
I can't run in these hills.
That was a killer line thrown into what was
where
going
is
there.
The suit? That's what's bothering me about the whole episode. You just left the wings somewhere?
He couldn't exactly roll in there in the wings.
I guess not, but still, like.
He's an Avenger. I don't know how everybody didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
That's a really Avenger. Good point, too, Will. Is
he's stupidly handsome. You're not going to mistake him for anybody else. Like,
now, the picture they did show was a little bit beefier guy. That
yeah, a little bit.
Had he had his sunglasses on, he might have, but he didn't have shades on.
Yeah.
But then we meet the guardian angel.
So they escape, yes. And who is it, Will?
It's Sharon Carter.
Oh.
Sharon mother and Carter.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I'm here to tell you, she's a badass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it shows.
Yeah, she's got some training.
Yeah.
She can shoot that gun.
She's pissed, though.
Yeah.
She's mad. She's mad. She's off the grid because of stealing Cap's shield. We talked about last episode when Sam said, you remember what happened last time we stole it?
Mm-hmm.
She reminds everybody.
And I even think he even brings Sharon's name up in the last episode about it.
He does, I believe. Yeah, I believe you're right.
And we also find out that she's doing pretty good.
Yeah, when we get to her house, her pad.
She's a baller.
She is a baller.
She's doing pretty good.
Stolen artwork.
And we get the vibe that she's kind of enjoying it. I'm going to let Will run with this one.
Mm.
Well, I don't know why you're letting me run with it, but.
Give us your theory, Will.
We'll get to the theory.
Give us the theory, Will.
No, I'm giving you the theory later. Ooh. But the funny thing is when they're talking about all the artwork she has, and Sam's like, no way. This stuff's under lock and key at the Louvre, and and all these other places. She's like, those are 35% of those are fakes.
Fakes. Yep.
Or 35% of those are real. Everything else is a fake. And he pulls his phone out and starts looking at this, and he's like,
damn, that is real.
Holy hell, this is real. So
she's doing really well.
She's got a nice
butt. She's very confident.
Baller. He even calls her a hustler a couple of different
times. He does.
And she doesn't seem too concerned with anything, really.
She's in Hightown now.
Yeah.
She's not in Lovetown.
They went to Hightown.
She's in Hightown.
And she tells them that they're going to have a party.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're to, you know, get out there and mingle or whatever. And that's when you get to see Zemo's attempt at dancing and blending in.
Well, I think I don't want to get past this part where right before that she talks about how the hero thing is a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does. Kind of goes into that thing like, you know, she tries to still tell them to steer clear of the doctor and the power broker and that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But is she on to something?
I think when you see her pimp ass ride or pimp.
Because what was our theme in the other episodes? We all had a theme. Superheroes are broke.
They are broke.
So is she onto something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and she was right that it's a joke.
Yeah.
You know, without the big four, Hulk, Iron Man, Cap, and Thor.
She mentions the shield again. She dogs the shield.
Yeah, she really does.
So.
Yeah.
But the shield's what got her where she's at.
True.
And she only did it because Aunt Peggy loved Cap.
She mentions that she can't talk to her dad either.
I think she had feelings for Cap.
I think she's got some.
I do too.
Yeah.
She did kiss him, so.
Yeah, I definitely think she had
feelings. She mentions, though, how she says, I can't even see my dad or talk to my dad or anything. Yeah. So maybe she is not so content to live high on the hog like she is.
I feel like that was a front.
Think so?
I feel like it's a front. I'll tell you why later. I feel like it was a front. Like, she's putting on a show. Because she was very cocky, very arrogant. Look what I got. Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. She's handling everybody. So we go back to the club.
Well, she agrees to help after he agrees to get her name cleared. That's the reason she got in on it.
Yeah. She wants the pardon.
Sam says, she says something about empty promises, and he sticks his hand out and he says, you help us. No, we'll make a deal. You help us, I'll get your name pardoned. Mm-hmm. I got some pull. I know a guy. He's a douchey guy, but he knows a guy.
He knows a guy.
So they go. We go back to the club. They're mingling. Mm-hmm. They're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out of nowhere, and she's like, I got it. Let's go.
Found him. Which was weird. Out of nowhere.
And after Will said what he said, kind of makes sense. It kind of all falls into play. Like, she didn't find shit. She knew where.
Yes, I believe that Sharon is the power broker.
He was.
So do we? I can't remember if we go straight to the container yard or if there's a scene where they go. Back
they go
to,
straight from that club straight to the container.
Well, I'm talking about in the show. Is there? That's where I thought we flash back to the Flag Smashers, but it may be later on.
Mm-mm.
I thought that was where it was.
I think it's later. It's a little. Okay. It's after this.
So she takes him to a container yard that makes New York look petty because it's a huge container yard.
Yeah,
and she tells him the container. They walk into it.
And she's going to
have nothing in there.
Be a lookout.
Are you sure? And she's like, absolutely. So, that, again, there's another one that's like, I didn't catch it at first. And then Will tells me, you know, his theory. And now I'm like, she knew.
It's all like, oh, yeah.
It's my damn container, you dummy. Yeah. Don't argue with me.
And then they push the back wall. And it
Zemo
opens.
Does.
Yeah. Zemo pushed the back wall. It opens. And then they go into this elaborate container laboratory,
which was really cool.
Yeah. And they find him,
and they also learn that he has recreated 20 doses of the serum. And how they got these is what gets Sam upset, because they talk about a blood sample
from and it we you could put two and two together from the last episode and this episode. That blood sample's from Isaiah.
Yeah, because they didn't, nobody's touching
American,
Cap.
He says in America. Yeah.
Nobody's touching Cap. Cap American, wouldn't give up his blood.
Well, nah. And the guy says he worked for Hydra. Mm-hmm. And then when Hydra fell, he was hired by the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when
Sam gets pissed, too.
He gets Isaiah's blood. And that's when he figures out how to use it from Isaiah's blood. So that was the CIA now that we know that was involved with that, too.
Right. And then we find out that he was blipped.
Side note, I did a little research on Isaiah. And as U.S. agent, he steals a version of Cap's suit, and that's what gets him locked up. And
they didn't touch on that in the show, did they?
No, this is a different storyline. But he does a lot of good, though.
Yeah.
He wins a lot of sub-battles that get them to win the war in World War II that I'm not mad if they want to go back and touch those.
No.
We may get an Isaiah show. I mean, we're definitely getting his grandson and Young Avengers. So
yeah.
All right, back on track.
No, I mean, I think I saw a picture of where wasn't his son also in the comics as somebody?
Yeah. He's a Young Avenger.
Was he?
I'll get to that in a second.
All right.
We'll touch on that. We'll touch on the Young Avengers. Yeah. We've met a few of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but anyways, yeah. So we find out that they got the blood sample from him. Mm-hmm. Sam's not happy about it. Like, it really upsets him.
Yeah. Then the doc was blipped.
Yeah. Like Will said, he was blipped. And when he came back, his work was ended.
Yeah.
By the CIA.
Yeah.
So guess who was there?
No funding, no nothing. We're done with you. We're good with that.
Guess who was there to take it up?
The power broker.
The power broker.
Which gives him all the funding he needs. He continues the work. He talks about how he has perfected it. So now you don't get this big buff cap with America's ass. You get a regular person with super strength.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I don't like is they're not touching on the quality of the serum. Do they get super strength, super healing, increased...
Are they bulletproof?
Cognitive thinking, like...
Yeah. He said... I mean, I don't know, because the way I took it, he said... when he's like, I'm God, I created the perfect...
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's perfect, then wouldn't it have all of the super soldier attributes, you would think?
And another side note, has Marvel left a plot hole? Because let's go back to Edward Norton's The Incredible Hulk. And General Ross goes to a facility owned by the government, and he has a super serum, super soldier serum. And he gives it to that colonel at the time, who becomes Abomination.
Mm-hmm.
And it does the same thing. Buffs him up, super speed, super thinking. Will this tie into that? Are we going to touch on that at some point?
I don't think in this show, no. But not to steer off of it, but... We talk now, and we'll get to it at the end of it.
Yeah. That's a rabbit hole.
It's a loophole, and I want to, Marvel, fix your shit. We're fans. We keep up with everything. You're saying that you didn't have it, then you're saying you do have it, then you're taking this dude's blood, but is that guy's blood what Ross had? That's my question.
That's a good question.
Yeah. All right. So...
But we find out the doctor's work that he started back on after he was blipped, like Will was talking about, is been stolen.
Yeah.
Serum has been stolen, all of it,
mm-hmm.
by Carly and the Flag Smashers.
Because they ask him, is there any in this facility? He says no.
Nope. And Bucky believes him. And
Zemo does not.
The only words, the only thing he gives us is Dory Madone. Dory Madone was the... name we were trying to remember of the dying woman earlier. Sorry. And we figure out that is the only thing. And then, like you said, Zemo what?
Capped his ass.
He does not believe.
Yep.
You done. Yeah, he gone.
He's dead.
Well, because Zemo does not believe in the super serum. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like super soldiers. He doesn't like any of that shit.
He doesn't think it's fair.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So the doc's gone. Shit starts to go down outside. Sharon is being a badass.
The whole time. Sharon's just offing people.
She can fight.
Offing people.
She, like we talk about Steve and everybody, she got them hands.
Mm-hmm. The henchman fund is dwelling down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to need more guys.
The bounty hunters. It's that whole...
We're going to need more guys.
All of Lowtown, the bounty hunters that are after them. And like Dave said, she is mowing them down.
Yeah.
But then she goes in saying, we're out of time. That's when he gets hit with an RPG.
Yep.
Everything's
gone. Yep. Then the lab goes up in smoke.
Well, that's when we see Zemo missing. He's like, "Where's
Zemo?" Dips.
He dips. We don't know where he went. I'm like, "Oh, this mama."
And the first thing I thought was, "This asshole."
Yes, I was thinking, "Oh, he's gone. He's gone. We lost him.
He gone."
No, he just got a getaway vehicle.
Well, yeah, he gets out there and starts.
Not a getaway vehicle. The getaway vehicle.
We get another back and forth about you should have went left. I went out first. You had to follow me between Buck.
Can we talk about the Firebird?
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
But we got that. It was a big explosion. That was a pretty good firefight. And then you see
Zemo roll up.
Put the mask on.
Yes.
Yes.
And go to work.
Yeah.
He did go to work.
Yeah.
He would have been better if Zemo
literally everybody in this show is John Wick.
Yeah. Everybody's got them hands, and everybody can shoot with the best.
That's all right. It makes for great, great television.
It does, but
yeah, it has.
My but opinion. If you read the
comic, Zemo was a badass. So was his father.
It dwells it down a little. I mean, he was, but he wasn't, because he couldn't hang with Cap on his best day.
No,
and he tries. He was a good swordsman. He tries, but literally everybody in this episode is John Wick. But then we get some back and forth between Bucky and Sam.
Always. Love it.
That's awesome.
You're not going to move the seat forward, are you?
Nope. And that's when Sharon goes off.
And that should have been my red flag. That should have been it.
Well, because get in the right car then,
she did not get in the car. And she's like, I'm good. She's not too concerned with the part neither.
That's when
now it's all like, damn it, Will. You got my brain going.
And well, then she walks, gets in that damn Bentley.
Yeah.
And gets in the back seat. And her assistant hands her the phone. That's when I was like, I looked over at my son. And I was like, she's the power broker.
Yeah,
100%.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
So that's now,
when we got the seat line. Hold on, right when she walks away is when we got the seat line.
Yeah,
that Dave was talking about earlier.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But
so good.
This answers a question: whether Sharon is the power broker or not, we know who sent that text to Carly. The power broker sent it to her and said, have what I want, and I'm going to find you and kill you, or whatever.
So you think that was Sharon Carter texting her to say,
I do think that.
I think this
you
is
took my stuff.
I think
I'm going to come get it.
I think she lays it out there that this is the Sharon Carter we know either, you know. So
yeah,
I dig it. I like it. Tell us what you think.
5 years.
Tell us if you think Will's full of shit or if you think he's dead on. I'm with him on this one.
I really do. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see, but I think he's on it.
So now we go back to Walker and BS headed to Berlin. They arrive in Berlin, right? That's the next scene.
We get a weird little scene with Carly and the other guy outside of Dovik. Like Dovik is his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the other flag smashers. We get a weird scene where you find out she wanted to be a like college professor in the arts and all of this stuff. And it's like, she's like, yeah, this is not where I wanted to end up, but this is where we are. And
they humanize the flag smashers a little bit.
That's where they really kind of try to, I think. Mm-hmm. And they really hit you with a left like a few minutes later, but we get a weird little scene with them too. But then you go to where Dave was just talking about with John Walker and Battlestar, if he wants to pick back up on that.
Yeah. It's just a quick scene where John Walker basically puts two and two together. We see they're in the facility where Zemo was being held.
Right.
And they're like, dude, did you break? I think he broke them out. BS is like, dude, no way. They're not doing that. And he's like, yeah, they are.
But they let it go.
Yeah. BS is kind of like, hey, we're
going to tell somebody. Like,
yeah. And he's like, if it's a means to an end, does it really matter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Walker basically says, we're going to shut the fuck up about this.
Yeah.
And we're going to see where this plays out.
Remember last episode what Sam told him? Like, we can go off the
Yeah.
Off we can do books. Things you can't.
Yeah.
Things you can't. I think John Walker's trying to go off the books. I think this guy is going to do everything in his power, no matter what it is, to try to keep that damn shield. And that's just all it is.
That ain't happening.
Listen,
character, I think that's what it's leading to. He's going to do anything he can to not let people down, to think he's going to keep this shield, and he's going to go about it in the wrong way.
I think John Walker's going to end up being a good guy. I know it's a hard thing to say.
Eventually,
I think he's going to pop in. He's going to be the guy that dives on the grenade, figuratively or literally, to save one of the two, Sam or Bucky, and earn his fourth Congressional Medal of Honor doing it, but he's going to be exactly what he wants to be. He's going to be the hero that saves the day. That's how I think this
is. I hope not. I hope like episode 5 or 6, one of those is just Bucky chasing him and on him. And he's running and he's like, dude, I can't fight this guy. I can't defend myself. And then, yeah, that's what I hope it goes.
That would be awesome. But
I hope Bucky goes full Winter Soldier.
I think Will's right, though.
Probably.
He said it a couple of different times in some of our other episodes about U.S. Agent, him being U.S. Agent.
Yeah.
And
that's fun. If they go that route, I'm okay with that.
That's what I'm saying. I think we're going to get there, but I think we're going to get something else out of him before we get there. That's what I think what's going to lead to this big action-packed fight with him and Sam and everybody and everything. I think it's going to get to that, but I think we're going to get something else out of him with him turning a little darker before he goes lighter. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
And I'm okay with that. If he goes down another path and then he says, he finally admits, hey, I'm not Cap. Yeah. I'm U.S. agent or whatever. I'm okay with that then. Then I'll like him. Then I'm okay with him. And I'm like, okay, you're a cool dude in my book. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Till then, no, you're a douche.
I agree.
Put the shield down. You can't even hold it.
But he could throw.
So now we go back.
Which, you know, that whole thing with them going off the book, I think it leads to them. They're just going to track Sam and Buck.
That's it.
That's all they're going to do.
That's all you can do.
I mean, what else are they
going to do? They're going to be a step behind, but they're going to be behind them.
That's when they get into the plane, though, the private plane of Zemo's, and they get into that's a conversation right there.
Yeah.
And he said, Sam says something that's huge. He said, I should have destroyed the shield.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into what Bucky said or whatever, how the hell is Sam going to destroy the shield?
You can't.
That's what I want to hear.
Thanos is the only one that ever even nicked it, and he busted a quarter of it out.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of like a side thing I wanted to jump down when we hit this part of this episode was, who can destroy that shield?
Nobody. I don't think Thor tried. He hit it with everything he had in the first Avengers and couldn't mm-hmm. destroy it. They realized then, hey, this is valuable.
Wolverine.
Get the...
I think he can cut it.
He might. All right. That's valid. I had to
that's
think about
go, see,
it.
Maybe. And it is because that's going to... But that's going to be something for a whole other episode because that's going to get us down the animanium and the...
Well, you asked me a question. You asked me.
And I'm saying that's a valid answer.
I'm going
that's
Wolverine.
A valid
I think
answer,
he can
I
cut
think.
It.
I think that's a valid answer.
I think the real
I
Hulk...
I just don't think
if
Sam...
If Hulk was the real
can
Hulk...
Can a lightsaber cut it?
Oh, come on. Yes.
You going yes?
Yes.
Stop it.
But I'm going to say yes. But I think a real Hulk, not the Marvel, not the Hulk we had in the Avengers, but the real Hulk.
You think he could bend it?
I think he could I think he could flatten the damn thing if he wanted to.
Hold on. I'm going to back up. That one. I'm going like no that. On the lightsaber.
I'm going no. I don't think it can.
I don't think so.
I don't think it can.
I'm going no on the lightsaber.
Okay. All right. I'm glad
tell
to be
us what you think. That's
it.
Another one of those.
This is.
You want to get involved. You tell us, what do you think's breaking or cutting or bending or destroying Cap Shield?
All right. Yes. Now let's get back to the episode.
Yes. Reach out to us on that. We want your theories.
So we go back, and this is where we find out the Flag Smashers are raiding a GRC storage facility in Lithuania.
And they get, what, 3 truckloads?
Yeah. And that's when I said, I'm starting to wonder how bad they are because they're stealing food.
You're right. They're not taking money.
And the woman says, this will feel like 3 of our camps.
Yeah, they said, this will feed people for 3 months.
Like, so now I'm kind of on their side. Like, dude, what are y'all doing, man? You're kind of hoarding this
shit. You're hoarding the food.
There's people out here hungry, dying. The doctor that died, which now I guess we can assume she was a scientist. I'm going to say she was probably working on the serum.
Who?
Her mom, the one that died.
I think so.
I like that.
So... She says, you know, this will feed 3 of our camps. They have a little back and forth about why they're doing it. And that's when we got the conversation that you were talking about that they feel like they're justified.
Yeah.
They don't think they're doing anything wrong. They're taking stuff that belongs to the people anyway.
Do the ends justify
them? They're taking that because those camps that the people who have been here are having to live in right now aren't getting anything.
Yeah.
We saw that in Rita when they were there. That it's man, it's poverty, and the people who have been blipped, they're living in
high life, yeah,
high life in 5-star embassy hotels type deals. So that's when they get you all the way up until that moment right there, Dave, when that scene where they get she goes back and forth the guard, and then they get in the car and she says, put your seatbelt on, and she blows up the people, the building with the people in it.
Yeah.
And it was right then. She's like, this is the only language these people understand.
And
it's like,
she's not.
Is she wrong?
No.
Is
but
she
I mean,
wrong?
It's kind of like, it's like the people that were here, like the citizens, and they're poor and they're homeless. And then you've got the blip people kind of like refugees basically, and they're getting to live the high life, and she's right, it's not fair.
Well, in Lithuania, basically they're like communists, and they're giving who they want to, feeding who they want to.
Yeah, well,
yep.
It doesn't touch on the political scene, but
no.
I think that it
no.
If we had to guess,
it hints at it with the whole GRC
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I think that
like it's a GRC
global.
The GRC thing, the hotel or embassy, whatever you want to call it, that they blew up with the people in it was a GRC building. But where her mother figure was dying, that was a GRC resettlement camp.
Resettlement, yep. hey, and so we know you were living.
They have their hands in both of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's not good.
So one thing I want to touch on is it's going to come up. I've been reading about it. I've seen it in a few places. Lithuania is home to a Marvel villain. Big one.
Mephisto. No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it, Justin.
Who?
Dr. Doom.
Oh.
Ooh.
So in they dropped a video game that touched on it, and it was Marvel Ultimate Alliance. And the opening scene, you're going to Lithuania, and you're looking for Dr. Doom.
Going where?
Lithuania.
Oh.
Having trouble with that word.
Yeah, a little bit.
So after
cool scene though.
Yeah. After she blows that building up, we jump to back to Riga, where Zemo's got a place.
Yeah.
And he brings up, that's when he brings up Sokovia again.
Yeah.
And that's when he mentions the memorial and everything. And Bucky finds those devices.
Yep.
He says, I'm going for a walk. Y'all go ahead.
He knew him as soon as he saw him.
Yeah.
He knew what he was. Yep. Knew what it was. And who do we get? It's Io from
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. And she wants Zemo.
Yes, she does.
And Bucky says, I knew you'd come.
Yep. So now.
Will he give him to her?
Yes. I think
when they're
so.
Done with him.
There's, yeah. There's absolutely a reason why Bucky wanted him out of jail. And they even brought it up. Sam brought it up earlier on about, you know, do you think the Wakandans have forgiven him? He killed their king.
You don't think that ain't in that ledger somewhere?
Oh, I promise you it is.
Hear me out, guys. Love that scene. Love seeing her. But if that would have been the other girl.
Who, Michonne?
Michonne.
Ah.
Oh, she wouldn't have asked.
If she'd have been standing there with the staff.
Oh, yeah.
And hit the ground with it.
Oh, man.
That's a powerful scene.
Cooper said the same thing.
I love her.
He's powerful scene. Oh, that should have been the other one.
Yeah.
She's amazing. That would have been awesome.
Love her. Love her.
Yeah. Like, and so that's pretty much it for the Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. Facebook. Hit us up on Facebook.
We got our add to it.
We got our email, Justin.
Email again is all spelled out 3nerdpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled out 3nerdpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach us on Facebook at 3nerdpodcast.
What a great episode. It was a good one. They're getting better and better, sucking you more in.
Yep.
Just like WandaVision did.
You guys want to talk about some coming soon?
Yeah, let's do it.
So
coming soon.
I'm wearing my one of my favorite shirts. Wearing my Thundercats shirt today. Thundercats was given a green light. And the director of King Kong vs. Godzilla has been given the green light, Adam Wingard, to direct and co-write the movie. Really excited.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Is it going to be live action, you said?
Yeah,
live action and CGI.
Yeah.
It says the film will use the animated series as a jumping off point.
Yeah.
But then Wingard will take it in a direction he has been thinking about for many years. And that's on deadline.com. Give them their credit.
I want to put my thoughts out there, because this is like being a movie reviewer is like a dream of mine. Mm. If you're going to make this movie, make it off world. It doesn't need to tie in with Earth. It doesn't need to be on another fucking side of Earth that we didn't know about. I don't need Lionel in America.
No, it's supposed to be on Thundera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go off world with it. And it doesn't need to have anything to do with Earth.
Right. I agree. They're not here trying to blend
in. Thank you, Warner Brothers.
Then also we get our final trailer for Black Widow.
Black Widow.
It was the first 45 seconds of it's pretty emotional.
A little more excited about that one.
God, Hawkeye, you're such a bitch.
He had a family. That's the only reason she did it. Calm down.
He had one job, dude. One job, bro.
Let's tell the people what you're talking about, Dave. Break down the trailer.
So this trailer opens with Nat talking about she had a life before the Avengers, but then it also shows all her clips from all the movies that she's been in. And it's pretty sad. And it ends with her hanging on the ledge.
Well, the recap of her life ends, but then it cuts to the movie Black Widow.
Yeah, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Taskmaster. So
it's going to be a good one.
A bunch of trailers dropped. I'm guilty. I watched the Space Jam trailer. Ugh.
Are you going to watch the movie?
Yes, my kids are really excited about it. My son's really excited about it.
I watched the trailer. I
haven't watched it.
Trips me out that there's like grown men on the internet freaking out over a movie meant for kids. Like,
it just, yeah, it does, but
it's like
some Space people are Jam going came too out far
when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a Space Jam for kids
now,
like,
yes.
Give it what it is. Like, it is what it is.
I'm just going to.
I'm not a LeBron James fan, but whether you like him or not, he's the biggest basketball star in the world.
True. Yes.
Who else are you going to put in Space Jam other than LeBron James?
Right. It should be zany and quirky and funny and stupid. And it should be all those things for the kids, just like the original one was for us. And I hope that's what it is. I hope it's not.
The only thing
I hope it's not made for grown-ups.
Get me.
No, it's very cartoony.
I saw it's definitely not very, like, that's the only thing that got me though. Like, people are like, "Oh, LeBron James is terrible acting." I'm like, "Dude, you saw."
No, he's a pretty good actor. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
People are just rrr on the internet.
They're hating the hate.
One thing I'm like is maybe you shouldn't have animated him right there.
The few movies he's been in, I've enjoyed.
Yeah, even the one with that horrible actress. What's her?
Amy Schumer.
Yeah. That he was great in that movie. He was my hilarious. Favorite part of that whole movie was him.
When he wanted to split the tip with dude.
Yeah.
Yours was 30. He's like, "Dude, you're LeBron James. We're not splitting the tip. You're getting the check." I loved it.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about the trailer, I will tell you, is it does touch on a lot of cartoons, not just Looney Tunes.
Oh, it brings in a bunch of like movies.
We see the Iron Giant right off the bat.
Yes. Sweet.
So.
Because LeBron James, and it's other people on the internet, oh, he's creating a super team, because in the trailer you see him putting King Kong, the Iron Giant, like all these different things, and you see them coming out, and it's pretty
funny. Well, he has to, because he's going to play against Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, AD. There's a few other players. I mean, it didn't look horrible. It just, I don't know. It's just not, to me, that was a one-off movie. Leave it alone.
Hey, is Bill Murray in it?
No.
Dang.
I'm a big proponent against remaking movies that were good. Like,
it is a sequel now. It is a sequel. It's not a reboot. So
let me get. I know, but now I'm going to get on the soapbox for a second. Stop remaking movies that were good.
Yes.
Start remaking shows and movies that were a good story,
but they were done poorly.
But were done shittily. And
yes, I agree with that.
We just made it. Anyway, fuck it. Go with it.
Anyway. stop making shows and movies, remaking them that were good, and make the ones that had a good story but were done poorly.
Bad writing
or bad acting or anything else that made it bad. Like, start remaking those. Mm-hmm. Leave the ones that are good alone. Like Ghostbusters, Will just brought up. Nothing against those ladies that made Ghostbusters. I have no problem with it being all the women Ghostbusters. It was a terrible movie.
Yeah,
like that movie.
Well, it was entertaining-ish.
The new one.
Funny parts, because you had a bunch of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, you had a bunch of great actresses that comedians. Are hilarious.
You had a cast of comedians,
right? And Chris Hemsworth,
same as the original.
His part was hilarious, but they absolutely—he's
just a good actor.
That's just my point. Is that movie didn't really need to be remade?
It didn't need to be rebooted as an original
sequel. The new one that's coming out later this year,
Ghostbusters 3,
is a sequel. It's not a reboot. We don't need to keep rebooting.
I don't need a sequel to every movie. Either. No. I don't need Back to the Future
4. No, but at least if you're going to do it, make it a sequel, not a reboot.
I'm with you on that, but in the same sentence, I'd say that not everything needs a sequel.
I always go back to
19 Rockies.
Stop making John Wick.
Good after 3.
Stop making John Wick movies.
No.
I love John Wick, but stop watering that down.
No.
I like those.
You like what?
We don't have action movies anymore, guys.
Stop watering them down.
Oh, yeah.
They are watering
them
down.
Stop making Fast and the Furious movies.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with that one.
Is that, you good with that?
I get it. Hey, look, Rock, we love you, and you are the king of Hollywood, but I think we're done with.
Yeah, but I would take a sequel to Hobbs and Shaw.
Now, that I would, because it's a spinoff.
But not. My thing is, guys, we're all 80s action movies fans.
Yeah.
We don't have those anymore. John Wick's the closest we've got to it in a while.
Yeah, just gratuitous death scenes.
There's no fucking point. He's just murdering people to murder people. I don't need a plot. I don't need a storyline. I just want to see one dude who's pissed off at another dude, and that dude realizes he's a badass, so I got to run from him. Commander. And he's going to kill all your henchmen in between that.
Anything Chuck Norris was in.
All of them.
Not a fan of Chuck Norris movies. They're horrible. But that's the plot line you're looking for.
Dude, he will kick you in the face.
Walker, Texas Rangers, better than any of his movies.
It's rebooted on the CW.
And it's awful.
Shut up.
Awful. It's awful.
Please, no.
Yeah,
no.
It. It's
no.
bad.
We watched no. three episodes, no. and I can't do it.
Yeah, it's stupid. Walker, Texas Ranger sucked anyways.
They should have made him the son or something.
Yes.
But instead, they made him Walker.
Guys, I always go back to RoboCop. I can talk movies for hours. I go back to RoboCop. So the remake that dropped not too long ago, I loved it. It should have been a sequel. It didn't need to be a reboot.
With Dredd, they didn't make it. It wasn't a reboot. It was
a sequel.
It was a sequel. But it wasn't Dredd 2. It was just Dredd.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. Because you can't change those movies.
Shout out to RoboCop, Carl Urban.
RoboCop was an icon when we were children. The noise he made when he walked. How terrible the suit looked didn't get us until we were adults. When we were kids, that is the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a 50 cal pistol in his hip that went in his leg. And then Ed 209 was awesome. And then we find out he was like a puppy and he couldn't walk downstairs. I mean, you can't redo that. If you try to do that now, people are going to laugh it and boo it, give it a bad review on Rotten Tomatoes, whatever. I enjoyed it. And that movie should have been a sequel, and they're going to make another one. So RoboCop is going to go into production. It will be RoboCop 2. And it's going to pick up after the 1980s first film, and it will be a sequel. And I don't understand why. And we're just going to erase the second one. Like, I don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
Big movie fan. You get me going about those, I get really upset. Yeah. So Warner Brothers pulled the plug on the New Gods and an Aquaman spinoff. So we're not making those.
I did not know that.
Deadpool 3 is a green light for pre-production. Deadpool 4, Ryan Reynolds, they want him to direct it.
That ought to be good.
Yeah.
He said, and I'm going to quote John McElroy, absolutely.
Which makes me happy.
Yes, very happy. I mean, that guy.
Are they going to give him the R rating?
That's what I'm worried about because Disney said this will be their last one.
Yeah, bullshit.
And I don't understand.
You don't get Deadpool. You shouldn't even get Blade without an R rating.
They're saying Blade's not going to have R rating. And we talked about that. We talked about that a couple episodes ago. And I don't understand that. Like, if you're not going to give Deadpool an R rating, don't give him another movie.
Yeah, stop. Stop after 3. Let him make his cameos and be done.
Yeah, I don't think you can do. After what you've done, you got to stop him then.
But keeping going with the movies, Steven Yeun to be in Jordan Peele's next movie. Big fan of him.
That is going to be good.
Yeah.
What movie?
Jordan Peele hadn't revealed it yet. Oh. It's going to be a horror movie.
You seen the new one with Chris Rock?
Yeah. That's in the Saw franchise.
It's a reboot. No, it's not even.
He's directing it.
It's called From
Chris
the
Rock?
What is it called?
It's called From the Book of Saw.
Yeah, it's something from the Book of Saw. Mm-hmm. It's like Slice or something like that.
Yeah, he's directing. Directing debut. And he starred in it. I'm pretty excited about that one. Yeah, Chris Rock.
He's a horrible actor.
I mean, he looks pretty good.
He's great in Grown Ups, but it's because none of them are good actors in Grown Ups except for Kevin James.
Another one I'm excited about, Paramount, is going to push forward Beast Wars, Transformers, and Less Humans. It's going to be a straight-up Transformers movie.
Hell yeah.
Are they going back to...
I'm down because the beginning of Bumblebee is probably the best Transformers we ever got.
Yeah, true statement.
And there's no humans in that.
None. Bumblebee was a good movie, though.
It was okay. I mean, it's a feel-good movie. Like, you know.
It was good. I liked it.
I hate John Cena.
Oh, that's a you issue right there. Everybody loves John Cena.
I'm not even going to start talking about him because we'll have to edit it. I hate that guy. Like, I'm a big wrestling fan. John Cena is a loser.
I disagree.
With your jean shorts. I did like the movie, though. I mean, I love Bumblebee. I'm a big Transformers fan. I love Transformers. But
John Cena's going to be in the next Captain America. Watch.
Oh.
What else we got coming out? News. You got any more news on anything?
My well's empty.
Russell Crowe cast in Love and Thunder.
Really? I missed that.
Mm-hmm. So pretty excited. They haven't, they're keeping it closed lips on who he's playing. I really hope it's a villain. Russell Crowe's last movie, Unhinged, amazing.
Yeah.
And seeing him go dark was really cool. I mean, I'm pretty excited about that. That's all I got, guys.
I think we're going to do a bonus episode coming up soon.
Bonus, you say?
I think you're going to get this episode. The folks are going to get this on Wednesday. And then I think we're going to get y'all treated to a little bonus episode. It's going to drop on Friday. It's going to be a full episode. It's just going to be a bonus out of our lineup of Falcon and Winter Soldier and our off the script segment. We told y'all we were going to get Godzilla and King Kong on this one, but might be somewhere else. So stay tuned for the bonus episodes coming up. We've got all kinds of stuff in the works. We are backlogged with content we're trying to get out to you guys.
The 9 to 5 takes over a little bit.
Got to pay the bills. Got to pay the bills, keep this thing going. So we're going to be hitting y'all. This will be dropping on Wednesday.
And then we will see you in the bonus episode.
In the bonus episode on Friday. You'll get our regular scheduled next episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier breakdown with our off-the-script segment on next Wednesday. And, Will, what you got over there?
Well, just don't forget to tell your friends about us and like and subscribe and give us a good rating. And we appreciate y'all being out there listening.
We sure do appreciate it, even if you don't know what we're talking about.
Even if you don't get it.
Even if you don't get it. We appreciate y'all listening.
Get it.
Everybody. Dave, Justin, and Will, we're the three nerds.
We out, y'all.
We gone.
Shut the fuck up, John!